Seth. I'm Jeffrey Way. Welcome back to the Lyric Hess Snippet. Today, let's talk about school and overdoing things as it relates to the code you write. So I received a mention on Twitter over the weekend. I'll leave off this person's name just in case they don't want to be referenced. But the gist of the tweet, I'll paraphrase, it says, "So I tried refactoring as much as Jeffrey Way for a school assignment, but my teacher calls everything overdoing. The thing is, I don't care about grades. I want good code." So my reply to this was, well, sometimes it is overdoing, and it just depends. It's this awkward balancing act. So let's dig into this idea a bit further. So his teacher is telling him the code he is submitting, the project he is working on. Once the teacher reviews it, he or she says, "Look, you're overdoing things. This is too complex. You can go for a simpler route." Now I have no awareness of what this project is, but what I can tell you is often things are overdone, and it's a tricky thing because it's part of the learning curve. Seriously, I can't think of a single developer I know that wouldn't volunteer that at some point in their career they kind of went too far. They overdid it. They became too much of a programmer. They created too much architecture to their own detriment. I can't think of a single one who wouldn't submit that. Now, the problem is, though, if that's the truth, then it means if you're earlier in your career or you're in intermediate stage, you're going to hit that phase where you just start overdoing it. It's a Mario level that you have to go through if you want to get to the next world. It's just the reality of it. And that's how we learn, if you think about it. The act of going too far makes you realize, oh, you know what? I did all of this extraction, and everything told me that this was a better way because it better follows a single responsibility principle. It better structures code. The methods are now this much smaller than they were before. So it's a situation where you're putting all of the things you've learned into practice. But sometimes you go so far to the point that you look at the end result and you think to yourself, wait a minute, I'm not sure this is better. And I've followed the rules, I've followed the guidelines, I've implemented these patterns, but what I came up with wasn't better. It's a tricky thing, right? And to get to that point, by the way, where you can objectively look at the code you wrote and say, you know what, this wasn't better than it was before, it takes a long time. Because I even have a series on this at Lyricast right now called Code Reflections. And the basic idea is, I think our brains have this weird way of tricking us. When we're learning these things, we're like sponges, right? You're reading these books, you're soaking in everything you can possibly manage. And then what do? You immediately implement it because that's the way we learn. You do it in your own projects, you do it in toy projects. You want to try these ideas out. And this is a very good thing. You need to do this. But once again, you have to be as objective as you possibly can. And that's why in that series I say, after every refactor, you need to take a step away and then come back, look at the new code, compare it to the original code you had, and you need to ask yourself, is this better? Yes, there may be more files. Yes, you might be conforming to these solid principles a bit better than you were before. None of that, though, none of it means a thing if the code is not easier to reason about. Now, coming back to this question on Twitter about the teacher saying his work was overdoing things, yeah, I can't say for sure. Because the truth is, it depends upon so many variables. It's this tricky little balancing act, like a rocking ship, where you need to make sure you're doing as much architecture as you can, as much extracting as you can, while keeping in mind that every time you extract a new file or an interface or an abstract class or something like that, you're just adding little bits more complexity. And in many cases, you want to do that because overall, it makes the system easier to reason about. But every little refactor does come with a tiny cost. I've talked about this before. I've been slammed about this before, but I'm sticking to my guns here. There is a truth to it. And I think anyone would just about agree. Have you ever come across a code base where it's almost like a wave hits you? When you look at it, it's like, oh my gosh, how many programmer terms can you fit into these folders and file names where it blindsides you? It's so complicated and confusing and you can't fit any of it into your brain. That's an example of them going too far and they got too into the act of being a programmer. I always notice when I see super programmery terms within file names, I feel like they're on the wrong path. In some cases, it's useful, right? If you have basic terminology like a factory, well, if everyone knows what a factory is, then if you name the file X factory, whatever it happens to be, then everyone knows, okay, this is responsible for building up some kind of object. So that can be useful. But then if you go too far down that path, you just end up with these hydrator proxy classes where it's like, okay, come on. This is not readable. It's not useful. It's not easy to take in or reason about. You've gone too far in the other direction there. So my answer to this Twitter question is, once again, it's a balancing act. And you kind of have to decide for yourself, did I go too far here? Or maybe did I not go too far enough? It's a tricky thing. And again, the variables at play are, well, how often will you be changing these files? If this is code you're going to write one time and never come back to it, then I would recommend keeping it as simple and terse as possible. However, if this is something very important to your system and you imagine that it will evolve over the next few years, then there is more justification to really thinking things through and actually thinking of an architecture there and making sure that entire feature is under test so that when you do want to change the code further, you have a full test suite backing you up each step of the way. So you can see we have a situation where there's all these little variables at play that help us determine, well, am I going too far here? Or is this too simple? Like where do you draw the line to figure out how many files is too much or how much extraction is too much? And the answer is there's no rule. There's no hard rule. Like many things, it comes down to experience. Just do it over and over again, and you'll start to slice off the edges. You'll start to notice when you've gone a little too far, or you'll notice when you didn't go far enough, and now everything is bound together and you can't separate one thing from the rest because they're all glued together, like spaghetti, you know, covered with chocolate or something like that. That's a weird analogy. You get the basic idea, though. All right, so that'll do it for today. Lyricast Snippet, my name is Jeffrey Way. Check out lyricast.com/join if you want to learn every ounce of wisdom that I've come across in the last 15 years or so. Check it out, or otherwise, I'll see you next time.